This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado's Congress members were divided over a tax package that includes a small expansion of the child tax credit. Colorado Democrats, like Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo, voted for the bill.
This may not be a perfect package, but I think that what it does for children is going to be incredible.
Colorado's Republican representatives voted against the bill, like Republican Lauren Boebert. The bill now heads to the Senate. Coloradans who survive sexual abuse as children could get an opportunity to sue their perpetrators and enablers, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Randy Cady always knew that he had been preyed upon in the 1970s, but it wasn't until much later that he says he realized how school officials covered it up.
Just seeing a photo of myself and realizing how young and vulnerable I was and how my first grade teacher took advantage of that, it angered me, it floored me.
By then, it was too late to sue, thanks to Colorado's statute of limitations. Cady and others want to change that and allow retroactive lawsuits, which will require amending the state constitution. Lawmakers started the process introducing a proposed amendment that could ultimately be decided by voters later this year. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Grand Junction Mayor Anna Stout has dropped out of the race for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Stout was running for the Democratic nomination. Colorado's Adam Frisch seems like the likely frontrunner for that nomination. You're listening to CPR News. More from Colorado Matters is ahead. It's 9:06.